Eighth week, sixth day. He walks with me and he talks with me. Try taking a 3-mile jaunt with God. The first mile should be dedicated to achieving a perfectly blank and relaxed mind. Just swing along at an easy pace in rhythm with the whole universe about you, and looking only where it is natural to gaze, with no purpose whatever except to become as unself-conscious as possible. Look up at the sky or out at the world and feel that solid undergirding of earth beneath your feet. Now the second mile should be dedicated to renewal and recuperation. Feel the thrill of new life flowing through your veins. Enjoy the health you feel in every responsive muscle. Breathe deeply, not only of the air, but space as well, and dwell on any ideas which come to you naturally and gladly, but only on these. For you are to enjoy to the fullest the experience of walking with God, your head held high and balanced happily on top of a straight spine. The third mile will be dedicated to inspiration. Open all the windows of your soul. Look upward with joy to God and outward with love to all your fellow men, and your mind made blank the first mile, and clean and happy the second, be a receiving set for God's truest and divinest inspirations. You need not judge or check any of your concepts now. They will come in perfect sequence, in perfect order, for God will reveal to you a pattern for your life in terms of His divine plan. When you reach home, you will know He is truly closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.